Okay, today's daf is Ksubas daf Mem Dalet, as we continue here in the fourth parak of Maseches Ksubas, and we are about two-thirds of the way down on Mem Gimel Amud Beis. We're up to Umigva Me'emas Gavya. So if you remember yesterday, we had the Mishnah that discussed if a Na'ara has Erisin, and then Gerishin, and then Erisin again, and then Nisar Malas, and the Ksuba still goes to the father, because the daughter, the Nara, never left her father's Rishus. But if there was Nisuin, if there was Bagrus, then the daughter leaves the father's Rishus. But Rabbi Yehuda was Machadesh, that the first Ksuba, since it was written while she was still in the Rishus of the father, so that's why the father is still entitled to collect that Ksuba money. Hoel Ubir Shuso Nechtavin, as we mentioned. And we said that might be a general Shtaros idea, or specifically to a Ksuba, because a Ksuba has a uniqueness in terms of its Chiyuvim. Because you might say that a Ksuba is kind of like, has the problem of an Asmachta. We didn't formulate it like this yesterday, but we'll say this now. And that is usually a Shtar, says, I owe you money, period, I commit right now. But what's a Ksuba? Ksuba means I commit to commit in the future. So that kind of smacks of Asmachta, the Sugi in Maseches Sanhedrin, and we pass an Asmachta is Lokanya. What is the definition of an Asmachta? I commit today to do something based on a future event that I'm not sure whether it's going to happen or not. Right? The classic case of Asmachta is Misachi Pekuvia, the Mishnah Maseches Sanhedrin, the dice player, the gambler. Right? I commit to today to do something based on some type of future event, based on a game, based on a dice, based on a race, whatever it is. I'm a, right, the Mafricha Yonim, a pigeon racer. So based on which pigeon wins, so I commit. So we paskin Lokanya. Asmachta is Lokanya, meaning that's stealing me Midrabanan. If I give it, I gave it willingly. What do you mean? What was the problem here? The problem is, Chazal say deep, the Torah even says, but specifically Chazal in this detail, say that I really don't want to give it, that even if I say I'm full-hearted, there's a very, very high standard of what Gazela means in the Torah, and therefore, even though I am giving it, we say Asmachta, if I'm Somech al-Davar in the future, that I don't know what the results are going to be, so lo kanya. That's a big discussion, which we're not going to get into all the details now. What if there is no skill involved? Right, that is the, how some of the Mefarshim explain the sugya there. Maybe it only depends if you have any type of control over the event of the future. If you have zero control in the future, maybe that is kanya, because you go into it knowing that you don't have any control. That is the big sugya of asmachta and gambling. So the question is here, a ksuba. A man commits to the ksuba before he gets married. He signs it, but what's the ksuba about? It's about if there's death or divorce, so that I'm going to support you. So is the ksuba based on a future event that is going to kick in? So that is why Chazal instituted this. And that means that it's not only then, but it's even for now. Ksuba is part of marriage. It's not only part of post-marriage. A ksuba is a reflection right now. That's why some ask about the Minhag Ha'Olam, many have to hang up their ksuba in the dining room. Right? Hang up the ksuba, you know what the ksuba talks about? Upon death or divorce, this is what I'm gonna give you. That's not such a happy thing I want to have hanging up. The answer is no, it's deeper than that. This ksuba is a commitment right now. It's a commitment and a reflection of love right now, that I care about, the husband cares about the wife so much that he's ready to give this commitment right now and take care of her, and even the glima malkat tfai. So there are chiyuvim right now also, besides the future, and that's why it is, it gets over the barrier of asmachta. But remember, Reb Chaim's formulation, it's a chiyuv lachov. It's an obligation right now to be mischayim myself in the future. So that's because you got to get over the asmachta problem. You have to have something taking place right now. The question that is asked by the poskim is, so what's the difference between that and a lottery ticket? Right? Why can somebody buy a lottery ticket? Is that asmachta? Right? Asmachta lo kanya. And the answer is, it might be baltashchus, but it's not asmachta. Why isn't it asmachta? Because I'm not committing to do a transaction in the future. The transaction's finished. Today, I bought a lottery ticket. This is mine. I really hope it appreciates by tomorrow. I really hope it goes up in value. But there's no transaction that's going to happen tomorrow. It's just like you buy any asset. You buy a house. You buy anything. You have something and you hope it goes up in value. There's no transaction that is held in abeyance in the future. So that's what Ksuba has to go on, is a little on the fence in terms of its chiyuvim, but that's what Rabbi Yehuda says here. When the ksuba is written, the father is still in control of the nara, and that is why he's going to get that payment of the ksuba. Okay, so here we go. Umigva me'emas gavya. So now, when we talk about regarding the zechuyos of the av, the question is, from what time are you gove the ksuba? Meaning, Rashi explains, the ksuba is actually written before Nisuin. That's when it's actually written. But Chazal said, let's say according to the opinion in the Gemara, that the chi of ksuba kicks in even Mishas Erisin. So the question is, what is the key time when it's actually written, or when Chazal said you should have a ksuba? Rashi's lashon of the suffix here, Migva Meimas Gavya, Rashi says, Le'inyun mitrav lekuchos me'emas tarfi mimishabdi. We know that a shtar creates a lien on all the property, so that any shtar, if I lend you money, a shtar creates liens on the property, so that if I sell anything or give anything away, in the interim, you could go back and be tore from mishubadim. You could take it from those buyers because your lien preceded the sale. So Rashi says, when does the lien start? When does the shibud start in this case? Mishas erisin. I'm reading Rashi. Tahamei shaita ichayev betakanta derabanan. Maybe it should go by the shas erisin because that's when Chazal enacted. Even though it wasn't written then, it goes by shas erisin. Odilma no ad shas ksiva dahavi milve bishtar lo tarfa. Okay, you owe it. But it doesn't have the status of a milveh bishtar, maybe a milveh balpeh. So therefore, up until the time that it is written, you don't have the power of mishubadim. So that's the question of the Gemara. Back to the Gemara. Migva me'emas gavya. Amar Rav Huna mana masayim min ha'erisin v'tosefes v'na nisuin. Rav Huna says, the ikker ksuba, we're going to talk about this a lot later in the Masechta, there's two parts of the ksuba, the ikker and the tosefes. The ikker ksuba, as we discussed already, psula gets 200, almana gets 100, that's where the word almana comes from, the Gemara said in the first parak, mana, 100. So the ikker ksuba goes from the erison, meaning because of the takana of ksuba. The tosefes mina nisuin, but the extra goes from the nisuin, the tosefes that he adds on his own. Rav Asi Amar echad zeh mina nisuin. And Rav Asi says, no, both go from nisuin. Why? Because, Rashi explains, and others, she is mocheles. She's mocheles the shibuta kama, because she only has the date listed later. Right? He machlo the shibuta kama v'nisratisa bizmana kasu b'shtar ha'ksuba. Right? She accepts the ksuba with the date in the ksuba written as it is. So therefore, everything goes by the later date. Machlokas, Rav Huna, and Rav Asi. Rav Huna says it goes earlier, and Rav Asi says it goes later. We'll make a comment, but first let's continue. Omiyam Rav Huna Hachi, does Rav Huna really say this, that you split up the Iker and the Tosefes via Itmar? But don't we have the following discussion of the Amoraim? Hotziya alav shtei ksuvos. Acha shel masayim v'acha shel shlosh meyos. What if a woman comes to Beis Din, she's getting divorced, and she has two ksuvos? One says 200 and one says 300. So which one is she allowed to collect? Or both? V'amar Rav Huna says, well, it depends. It depends which one she wants to get. But so let's say the 201 has an earlier date on it, and the husband doesn't have too many possessions with him. Right? He sold a lot of property in between the dates on the two ksubas. So basa ligvos masayim govem izman rishon. If she wants to collect the 200, so you go by that date, the earlier date. Shalosh meos govem izman sheni. That's Rav Huna. It's either or. The im isa, and if it's true, Rav Huna, that you always collect the ikker from the time of the erisin, so why don't you split it here? Tigvi masayim izman rishon umeyim izman sheni. Right, so you should be able to automatically collect from the Zman Rishon the 200 and the 100 Mizman Sheni. So why don't you split it if you hold that you split the Iker and the Tosefes? Says the Gemara of 1 minute. Ula Tamech, I'll ask you another question. Tikvi Chamesh Meos. Why don't you, if you say that you go by the Iker is earlier and the Tosefes is later, say the whole 300 is Tosefes. Because the Iker was done already, so let her collect 500. Tikvi Chamesh Meos. Kulam. Masayim Mizman Rishon. Tlas Meyam Mizman Sheni. So why don't you say that? Why don't you say 500? Ela chamesh meos my time alo gavya. Kivan de lo kasiv la. Since he did not write in this ksuba. Tzavisi va osif lacha. Sounds like the Lashon of our ksubas. The host of lo mi delay. Oh, tzukukim kasav sarf. Right, so He didn't write, I will add tlas mea amasayim. So you assume that it's not meant in addition, but in place of. Hachi kamarla. He means, by giving her this second ksuba, what does he mean to say to her? Imizman rishon gevias gavya masayim. If you collect from the earlier date, then use star number one. Imizman sheni gavias gavya tlas mea. Then you could use star number two. So that's what he means. That's why you don't have 500. So the Gemara says, hachanami, so that must be also what he means. In that's why you don't collect 500, and that's also why you don't split. Hainu taima de lo gavya. This is why you don't collect 200 from the earlier time automatically. Midelo kasav lo osifas lacha meya amasayim achule achilte l'shibuda kama. Right, she is being mocheles on the first shibud, and therefore she has the choice of either or. But as Rashi says on the fourth line, Avogabi Tosefes Hamosif Bechol Ksubos Almana Matayim, right? But on the regular Ksubis, Kosvin Bo Osifis La Almaida Tikkun Rabbanan. Hilkach Lo Achilte L'Shibuta Kama Uketekoi Koi. Rashi says on a regular where it says Hosif, so Hosif means I'm not being Mevatel, I'm not giving you a choice, I'm adding on. And that's why there is a difference. So we know now, as we know, we've been open to weddings, there is the formal ksuba has the tosefes in it. Which if you think about it on an hashkafic level is very, very fascinating how Chazal view the relationship. And we discussed this in the past. What do you mean? Tosefes? Isn't that the husband's choice, the chasin? But now, it's normative to be mosif. It's normative, because Chazal say, you want to start the wedding off with a matana. You want to start off by giving. You want to start off, don't just do what Chazal tell you to do. Do what Chazal urge you to do, suggest you to do. Give Tosefes. Why did Chazal think Tosefes is so important? Why didn't they just be misaking Tosefes? No. There's Iker and there's Tosefes. And everybody does Tosefes today. But that's because Chazal and the Gemara already says, going back 1,000 years, require Tosefes. And this is based on the fact that we know that a marriage is based on giving. And therefore, Chazal started off even in the Ksuba. When we hear the Tosefes Ksuba read under the Chuppah, that's what we should be thinking about. There's Tosefes because Chazal want us always to be mosif to our spouses. Tosefes, right? Famous discussion of Rav Dessler in Michta Me'elio in the first volume, where he talks about what the root of love is. And Rav Dessler says, almost every action that we perform in our lives, almost every action, maybe every action, is either giving or taking. Every action. Right? If we eat, we're taking. Right? If we feed, we're giving. Everything we do in life. We do something for our kids. We go to work. Whatever it is, we're giving or we're taking. Every single act at root boils down to that. And we have to do as much as we can, says Rav Dessler, to tip the scale of doing more giving than taking. Obviously, you have to have some taking. You have to eat, and I have to take some time for myself, and I have to have the regular physical requirements. I have to sleep for myself, but I have to have some taking. Larger sense, kol masecha yilu shem shemayim, so it could all be giving to Hashem. But in Lamaisa, it is giving and taking. But as Rav Dessler says, as he continues, again, a famous formulation, hergalnu lachshov, that page 36 of the first volume, hergalnu lachshov, and people think giving comes from, is a tolda, is a result of love. I love, and therefore I give a lot. I love my kids so much, and therefore I give them so much. Says of Dessler, lahefech, just the opposite. Well, first finish the sentence. Ki la asher yehava adam yetivlo. Whoever you love, you give. Aval hasvara ashniyahi. Ki yehav ha'adam is primasav, behergesho asher chilek min atzmiyoso bahemhu. Just the opposite, says Rav Dessler. You know why I love? Because I gave so much. Because my child is part of me. I've given so much, so many hours, so many blood, sweat, and tears. So that causes love. And the more you give, the more you love. And the more we want to solidify a relationship, the more we have to give to the relationship. It's not automatic. A husband and wife want to get closer to each other, so they have to give more to each other. In time, in anything. And that's what he says, Im chafetz, he quotes in Derech Eretz Zuta, one of the Masechtas Ketanos, Im chafetz atal lihi davek ba'ahavat chaveirecha, havi no seven notein betovaso. You want to feel closer to your friend? So give. So give to your friend. Havi no seven notein betovaso. V'yamuka hi ahava azos ma'od, and then he continues, and he says, that's why people feel so close, if you make a project, you write a book, anything that I put my kishkas into, so then I feel connected to that. Why? Because I gave to it. That's part of me. And if that's part of me, so that's why I feel closer. So one could say, ashkafically, that's the whole idea of Tosefes Ksuba. Chazal didn't say give more as ikker. No, this is the ikker, and the wife should realize this is Tosefes. This is what he's being Mosif. Yes, we're urging him, and everybody does it, but it's still Tosefes. It's still extra as a giving act to start off the relationship with. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, third line now. Amar Mar. So what did we say, just now, that if he gives his extra ksuba, so he's really giving her a choice. Iba'i b'hai gavya, iba'i b'hai gavya. Right, whichever one she wants to collect. The earlier one, 200, the later one, 300. Lema pliga de Rav Nachman. Let us say that this is arguing on Rav Nachman. So we are now about to go from ksuba to mecher. So that's a jump. So whenever we go from one area of halacha to another area of halacha, we have to always keep in mind, is this a proper comparison, or can the Gemara be machalik between the two areas of halacha? We're going from ksuba, we just spoke about ksuba being very unique, and now we're about to go from ksuba to outside. But again, obviously ksuba is still a shtar, so it might be connected to other the world of shtaros. So that's what the Gemara says, Lema pliga de Rav Nachman. Tamar Rav Nachman, Shnei shtaros ayotzim bezechar zeh, bitel sheni esarishon. If somebody has two shtaros that Reuven sold me a piece of land. Right? Reuven sold it to me on the first day of the month and the tenth day of the month, and the two shtaros. So what do you do with two shtaros? Which one is correct? So the Rav Nachman says, Bitel Sheni Asarishon. The second one is Mevatel, the first one. The first one's out. Why do you give a second one, obviously, to be Mevatel? And the fact that you accepted it, it means that you were Mochel and you want to go by the second one. So is Rav Nachman against what we just said? We just explained in the case of Rav Huna that, you know, if you give two ksubas, he's giving her a choice. And here we're saying the second one, you have to use the second one. So the answer is no. Lav itmar Allah amar afapa umode Rav Nachman. But didn't we say that Rav Nachman agrees? The osif beidikla the tosefes kasvei. Rav Nachman agrees that if the second star is mosif anything, so then you could say that it's not being mevat to the first star. It's just adding on the detail that is included. So achanami haosif lamidi. So here too, he was mosif. So you don't have to say it is being mevatel, but it is adding on a choice. Gufa, Amar Rav Nachman, Shnei Shtaros Ayotzim Bezechar Zeh, Bitel Sheni Asarisho, two stars, one after another, the second one is mevatel, Amar Rav Papo, Moder Rav Nachman, the Osei Beidiklo L'Tosefes Kasvei, as we just said, so says the Gemara, Pshita, Rishon B'Mecher V'Sheni B'Matana, I understand if the first one is a sale, and the second one is a gift. I have a shtar that says Reuven sold me a piece of land on the first day of the month, and a shtar that says Reuven gave me that same land on the week later. So if that's the case, the first is Mecher, the second is Matana, I understand why the second shtar is adding something, why it's better for the receiver. Why? And that's why you could say, that's why he's doing it. Lotosefes Kasvei. Why? Liyapos Kochu de Kasav Lehi. He wrote it to strengthen the receiver's hold on the present. Why? Mishum Dina de Bar Mitzra. Because of the Din of Bar Mitzra. What's the Din of Bar Mitzra? We know, Bab Mitzia. The Gemara tells us, based on a pasuk, which we'll get to in a second, that if I sell a piece of land, all things being equal, I have three choices who to sell it to. One of them is the neighbor, is the one who is adjoining. I have to sell it to give him the option first, because it's much more meaningful to him. Now we can expand both of his lands, the land next to the one he has. And it's no sweat off my back if I'm getting the same amount of money and the same everything. So it's basically a case of zeh nehenev, zeh lo chaser. And therefore, that's the din of Bar Mitzvah. That only applies to sales. Does not apply to gifts. So that's why the getting a matana, getting a lashon matana, is better for the receiver, because then the neighbor can't come along and complain, well, no, I get first dibs. No, he gave it to me. He could give it to whoever he wants. He wants to give a present. So din of Bar Mitzvah doesn't apply to Matana. So that's why that works. If the first is Mecher and the second is Matana. We got to talk about Bar Mitzvah, but first we'll continue the sentence. The Kol Shekein, and surely the opposite. Rishon b'Matana v'Sheni b'Mecher. Also, the other way, if the first is Matana, the second is Mecher, so then also, it's better, the second one has an element of being better. Why? Da Amrinan Misham Dina de Balchov Utakas of Kate. He wants to give him the power of a Balchov to be Toref, to take from people who he had sold property to in the interim. Meaning, if somebody comes, if the balchov of the seller comes and takes my land and says, no, this land I'm taking away, I'm sorry, because, you know, the one who sold it to you, he owed me money way before he sold it to you. And this is Meshubadim. So now the receiver could go back to the giver for compensation. Compensation, I want my money back. You can't do that by a matana. So here, having it as a sale also gives him strength that the matana wouldn't have given him. Because now he could go back to the seller and demand compensation if the land is taken from him. So I understand if it's changed in either direction. Ela ishnehem b'mecher shnehem b'matana bit el sheni es arishon. But if they're the same type of shtar, both matana, both mecher, then even Rav Nachman agrees that the second is mevatel the that's the case Rav Nachman is talking about when he says bitel hasheni es harishon. That's the case where they're both mecher and both matana. My taima. So why is that? Why was the second one be mevatel the rishon? So two svaras given for what did he do? Ravram Amar Amar Oduye Odile. Ravram says, you know what? If you gave the second one, it must be the false one was false. He's giving the second one because he's having second thoughts. The first one was totally made up. And that's why we say, Oduye Odule. He's admitting that the first one was false. Rashi says, Oduye Le Bal Hashtar Shaharishon Mizuyef Haya. Right? He's admitting that the first one is Mizuyef. Vinisratza Al Ha'achar Likvos Mizvan Sheni. Number one. Number two, Svara, Rav Acha Amar Emer Achule Achle Lishibude. Not that the first one is false, but they're agreeing to give people who bought property in the interim, let them off the hook. They're only going to create the liens from the second date. And he's the receiver is mochel, and he's agreeing to only collect it from the second date. Achuli achle lishi bude. So I guess one more line. What's the nafkamina between these two days? Whether we say the second one works because they're admitting that the first one was false, or the second one works because they're being mochel on the shibud. My binayu, three different nafkaminas. Ika binayu, oruye sahadi. Number one is, well, do we passel the edim on the first star? Because they're saying the first one was false. So do we passel the edim on the first star? So according to the first, according to Raphram, yes, because they're saying that the first one is false. And according to the second one, second day, no, it's not false. They're just being mochel on the Sheba. That's what Rashi says, right? Chasumin barishon. Do we passel? Says Tosfos. If the two people come and say that the first star is false, that's enough edus to passel the edim. They have enough credence. This mocher and this makabel testifying that that's false. So Tosfos says it doesn't mean that they're passel like they can't testify at a wedding. That's not what Tosfos says. Anika meinayu tema gedolahu mashapirish bekuntros lifsala edim then yochel apostle beedim inyan zeh. Well, they could say the first one was false and now forevermore the edim are passel. So Tosfos says, no, it means for this guy, they're apostle. V'nira l'ri, dem yesh lo zeh mekabel matana shum shtar acher, sho ha'edim elu chasumin bo, marin le l'shtara. This guy has said that the first edim were apostle. So therefore, for this guy, he cannot accept these witnesses. You know what this is, how we would classify this sugya? This is something that we haven't had before. Is there shavya anafshe not on items but on people? Right, shavya anafshe means if I say this is strafe, it's strafe to me. If I say, you know, this woman, this woman was mezaneh pesach pasuah basasi, shavya anafshe chadicha disura. We know that. But what if I say this guy is apostle aid? I didn't prove it, but I said he's apostle aid. That's what you see from this gemara. There's shavya anafshe on people. Shavya anafshe on people. The Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchos Shechita says, what if one aid says about a certain shochet that he is not a good shochet, and his shechitas are trefus, and he's not neman? So aid echa neman bisurin, but this is the pot of somebody else. The shochet says, you know, what are you talking about? One aid doesn't have that power. So says the Maharik, the Mishnah Lamelech here in Aleph Chavav in Hilchos Shechita quotes the Maharik who discusses this and then quotes, well, what about the aid himself? Could the aid not eat in that from the butcher shop anymore? So he quotes our Gemara. Our Gemara, you see, Shavya Anafshe could apply even onto people, right? Not onto only items. Mashma to be shumsha hodesh b'pam rishon a chas musheker midahader l'shtar acher shavinu l'nafshe l'rishayim ulegabe didei be'eduso b'pam acheres eino nemanim. Ava bishalo shavinu lechaticha diyisura ki ahi like the others. Right, so it's still, that's the principle. You can have shavin afshe when it comes to ne'emanus of people. Fascinating application of that principle. Three different days. Okay, let's go back for a minute before we, you know, let's just read the last three lines, and then we'll go back. My havi alei d'ksuba. So, halacha l'maisa, what do we paskin in the case of ksuba, where the first one was 200 and then was 300? So, Rav Nachman, Rav Huna. So, tashma, damar Rav Yehuda, Shmuel, Mishum, Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, Manu, Masayim, Min Ha'eris, and Vatasefes, Min HaNisuin, Vachacham, Momer, Echazeh, Min HaNisuin, Vehilchazah, Echazeh, Echazeh, Min HaNisuin. So, we paskin like Rav Asi, that says both go min hanisuin, meaning you don't go by when the takana was enacted for, but you go by when it was written. Whenever the star was written, that's when the chiyuvim kick in. Fine. If you go back for a moment to the dina de bar mitzvah, so what is the source in the Torah for dina de bar mitzvah? I'm selling something, so I really should sell it to you, my neighbor, before I sell it to anybody else. Because there's no sweat off my back, it's all equal. That's based, the Gemara says, on the pasuk, the asisa hayashar vahatov. The pasuk in Parshas Vayeschanan, do what's right and good in the eyes of Hashem. The asisa hayashar vahatov, meaning this is appropriate. This is appropriate behavior. Is it obligatory? So, it's obligatory based on being a servant of God. And it's based on the pasuk. So obligations aren't only what you think are specific obligations, but what you should do. If you look in the last halacha of Hilchas Shechinim, the Rambam in Hilchas Shechinim discusses this halacha. He says, Kadam kalarotza limkar karka ubo shnayim kalecha miyam omer ani akach badam melu. Two people come. And they both want to buy the property. If neither of them are boarders, owners, okay, if everything's equal, then there are, you know, who should he sell to? You sell to a Tamar Chacham before this. What if there's a relative, somebody's in the neighborhood, a Tamar Chacham, which wins? All these different deos. Shagamze, all of this is Bechlau Hatov Vahayashar. Kadam Echad Vikana Zacha. If neither of them are border people, then there's a certain hierarchy, but whoever gets it, you can't remove. That's the end of Hilchos Shechinim. The Torah, even though the Torah demands it, it's in the Torah, which means it's a demand. It's not a demand like a mitzvah per se, it's a demand that you should be a chassid. There's a demand that you should go above and beyond. That's what's amazing about the Torah. It doesn't just tell us what we have to do, but what we should do. Even if it's above and beyond. The Asisa Hayashar Vatov Bene Hashem. The Ramban. The Magen Mishnah says it right here on the Ramban, but I'll read it from the Ramban. The Ramban, Kedarka Bakodesh, takes psukim that sound major in the Torah, and he makes them major. He says, this is telling me a defining idea. The Ramban generally doesn't do that. Kedoshim to you, famous Ramban. This is something major, novel Bershus HaTorah. Right? It's something general. The Rambam says, is it a mitzvah? Is it not a mitzvah? The Ramban says, no, there are messages that the Torah is telling us, even outside of mitzvos. So here's another example. So it says the Ramban in Vayeschanan. So it's a basic Ramban. The Asisa HaYashar HaTov Bnei Hashem. Do what's right and good in the eyes of Hashem. So Rashi quotes Chazal, Lefnim Meshuras Adin. But says the Ramban, right here, V'ze inyan gadol. This is something big. Lefi, that's him talking, not me. Lefi she'i efshar lahazkir batorah. Kol hanhagas ha'adam imshchena v'reyav v'chol masa'o matano v'tikune ha'yishev ha'medinas kulam. It's impossible, says the Ramban, for the Torah to say what we should do in every single situation in life. It's impossible. There are so many applications of life. There are so many situations. So the Torah gives us 613 categories, but there's more where it doesn't say what to do. Aval acharesha his kirhar beg mehem. So the Torah says once we have a lot of them, like lo selech rachil, lo sikom lo sitar, lo samal adam rayacha, lo sakal acharesh, bepnei seba takum, v'chayot seba zeb. Once we have many different types of mitzvos, chazar lomar b'derech klal sheyaseh hatov ayashar b'chol davar. Do what you think God wants. Do what's right. What do you mean what's right? Doesn't say in the Torah. Figure it out. Figure out what Hashem would want you to do in this situation. Ashi ikaris bazei apshara lifnim mishuras adin. Kigon dina de bar mitzvah. Like dina de bar mitzvah, the border man. You sell it to your neighbor. You sell it to him, or okay, if the other guy's offering you more money, fine. But if it's a neighbor, so sell it to him. Va'afilu masha'amro pirko na'ev dibro benachas mabrios ashi ikari b'chol inyan tam v'yashar. You might call this the fifth Shulchan Aruch. You might say, no, it's not the fifth Shulchan Aruch. It's something even more basic than that. However you call it, but this is the Ramban. V'yasisa yashar atov, the Magen Mishnah, Hilchos Shechem also. At the end describes that, but he says, that's Dina Debar Mitzvah. And that's what the Torah demands of us, right? To go above and beyond. Not exactly. Kedoshim Tiyu is going above and beyond what's demanded. V'yasisa yashar atov, the Ramban emphasizes, do what you think Hashem would want in this situation. It's a similar, but not exactly the same idea, but those two Rambans have to be read in light of each other. Okay, so let us continue. Oh, just one other Hara, and that is, Tosfos says in the case where he changes it from Mecher to Matana and Matana to Mecher, Tosfos in the second Tosfos in Mishum Dina de Bar Mitzvah, V'yatznia Oso Shel Mecher. Put away the first star. You know, don't bring that to court. Put away the first star. The Achronim wonder, like, how is that allowed? Is that harama? Is that, you're still allowed to hide? Because, you know, he gave you the second star, so what if Beis Din sees both stars? Would they act any differently? But the Rishonim say, you know, just put it away. Okay. Let's continue. There's more here, but, we will leave it for now. Says the Mishnah. Hagiores, Shenizgaira.
Excuse me. I skipped.
Where did I skip? Ikebenayu. I'm sorry. I skipped the other ones. Ikebenayu. Thank you. Ikebenayu. My benayu. Ikebenayu. Go back. The three answers. I only said the first one. Ikebenayu. I got carried away with the first one. Ikebenayu. It's good to get carried away with Torah. Ikebenayu. Aruye sadi. Number one. The edim. Where the edim are puzzle. Vilishlume peyre. Number two. Who, if the person ate peyros, ate from the property in the interim, so does he have to pay for it? He ate fruit. So does he have to pay for it? Because it was never really his. Well, the Tosca, who has to pay the taxes on that land in the interim? So that's the nafkamina. My Havyala, the Ksuba, and then you have the what are we passing by Ksuba? And oh, just go straight. So Tashmada Rav Yudah Bar Shmuel, Bishur Rav Elazar Ben Shrimin, Banu Masayim in Aeris, the Sevas Ben Nisuin, Vachamim Omer Mechazev Ben Nisuin, Vilchazev Mechazev Min Hanisuin. Fine. Says the Mishnah, Hagiores Shenis Gaira. Agioris, that is this guy, right? What are we getting into right now? Just introduction to the Mishnah, Moti Shemra. Moti Shemra, we know Psukim in Parshas Kiseitse. If a man comes to Bezin and says, my wife, Lo Masasi Levitcha Psulim, I didn't find Psulim, and he comes, and if it's true that she was a Nara, and it comes out, there were Adim, and she's a Nara Psula, that was Mizaneh, then the Tzchi of Misa. But if it comes out that he's falsifying a claim, he comes. So the halacha is, if he had brought Edim, and they were Edim Zomamin, so then they're Chayimisa, because they were trying to kill the woman. But if there were no Edim, if he just has a claim, and he is being motzi shame ra on this woman, so then he is Chayimalkus and Mamon. Malkus and Mamon, right? A special Gzeres Akasa. We'll talk about this tomorrow on tomorrow's daf, where the Gemara says Motzi Shemra Chiddush Hu. But there was a Chiddush. We'll talk about that fact that Motzi Shemra is one of the unique cases of two punishments, right? Based on everything that we said in the third parak about Kimle. But we will talk about that. So that's the general rule, right? Motzi Shemra is Malkus and Mamon and Misa to the Edim if the Edim are false. Hagiorish and his Gaira Bita Ima Vizinsa. What about if you have a Giores that was Miskayeres at a very young age, right? A Giores and her daughter Vizinsa, and the daughter, right, was Mizana Hariza Bechenek. So she gets chenek, meaning you're supposed to get skila. Regular kid of Moti Shemra, she gets skila. Here she gets chenek. Why? Because there's a special din. Rashi quotes, "Va'afilu nisgayra p'chusri v'askim olshanim." Even if she is less than three, she was converted less than 3 years old, meaning she's a psula. Still, there's a special din that all halachas of Moti Shemra only apply to a born Jew. To a born Jew, as the pasuk says, "Be Yisrael ki asasad v'ala be Yisrael." And therefore, the halacha doesn't apply even if she converted at a very young age. Harezu Again, Rashi says here, even if she was Nisgaira, less than 3 years old. The Rambam here in the Pirush of Mishnayos says, only, seems to say that this is limited to above 3 years old. If it's less than 3 years old, maybe she's still considered a Yisrael, but in Mishnah Torah, he seems to be have been Choserbo. But that's Rashi. Rashi says, even less than three. Tosfos asks, in HaGioris, if it's, why do you need the mother here for? Why don't you just say, Gioris, that converted. Gioris and his guy repeat to Ima, just say the girl. A girl converted, a woman converted. Tosfos says, it's just Lamaiso. You don't usually have a very young girl, less than 3 years old, converting by herself. She's not really coming to Bezin like that. That's why it just gives the practical case, Shenizgaira Bita Ima. And don't tell me, says Tosfos, that you remember the Gemara from Ksubis Yud Aleph earlier from a month ago about Ger Katan. Because Ger Katan does not mean that Bezin goes around to children all over the world and try to convert them. We don't do that. We don't believe in missionizing and trying to convert. Ger Katan is only if there is somebody bringing the child to us, a parent, v'chulu. So that is why here it says that too. V'od, important line in Tosfos. The Ein Svara, second line in Tosfos HaGioris. The Ein Svara, she'at bilu adas bezdin, she'ein mat, and you don't say it's going with bezdin here, she'ein mat bilam ger katan adas bezdin, elem kein hu tovel is gayer. V'zos b'chusim, v'as gimo, ein ba das litvoa. Right, she's not going to come herself, and therefore, that's why the Mishnah gives the case of a Gioris with the mother. Okay, and also, not only does she not get skila, but gets chenek, so ein la, lo pesach, beisavia, v'lo measela. Also, the special din of bringing her to the pesach of her father's house, that halacha doesn't apply, and also measela, the measela that is mechuyif to the husband, right, does not apply, because all the special halachos of Moti Shemra only applied to a born Jew. What if she was born Jewish? She was just not conceived Jewish, right? What if her mother conceived when she was, the mother was not Jewish, and then she converted? Then there's a split. She does get skila, which is the halacha Moti Shemra, but the other two halachas don't apply. Why should that be? We'll see. But if her mother was a convert, but after her mother converted, then she conceived and had this child, and the child is a perfect Jew. Period. What if the girl has a father, but her father's homeless? Or the opposite, she has a home, but her father is not there. So then, av and beis av, in this regard, is only said lechatchila. Lemitzvah, but the halachas apply even without that. So that's also a crucial line. There is a Tosfos in Maseches Nida. Very important line in Tosfos. Tosfos says in Maseches Nida that there's a difference between what we would call a mitzvah and what we would call a matir. You could have a mitzvah that is a matir. But Tosfos' line, Nida Samavavim obeys, you will never have a lechatchila by a matir. By a matir, it either works or it doesn't work. Either it's mutter or it's not mutter. By a mitzvah, you could have a lechatchila et bidyevet. What's Tosfos talking about there? He's talking about tevila. The mitzvah of tevila, going into a mikvah. So we know that there is a concept of roi l'bias mayim, right? By beis astarim, inside a mouth. You don't have to open your mouth under the mikvah water. But it has to be ra'ui to have. You can't have a chatzitza inside the mouth. So Tosfos asks, is there a lechatchila to have water inside your mouth? Is there like the new chumrah? You got to open your mouth when you go into the mikvah. Right? Is that a chumrah by a kli? So Tosfos says, no, there's no such chumrah. You need ro'ui, you need the potential, but there's no lechatchila. Tosfos says, why not? Isn't that better? Tosfos says, no, because tefillah is a matir. It allows you to become tahar, and then you're mutter to eat kachim and truma v'chulu. And you never have a lechatchila by a matir. You only have a lechatchila by a mitzvah. I'll read you Tosfos Lashon. Shalak pida Torah ela sheyitar ha'adam. V'ein lomar de lechatchila liba'i b'yasmayim. Kiva dibidi evit tahar lechatchila nami loboi. V'talo tfila. But Tosfos says by mitzvos, there is a lechatchila. Bila mikra bikurim chalitza mitzvah zenu. Hilkach lechatchila levin. Chalitza, we learned in the Mishnah, in Yivam Estav Kuf, that Kriyas HaPsukim, right, say the Psukim, that's the Chachila, not for the Eved. Chalitza, the sting off the shoe, that's Ma'akev. And what about the Rakika? That's a discussion, Machlokas Tanoim. But by mitzvos, you can have it the better way to do it, and the less better way to do it, the worst way to do it. That you have by mitzvos, but not by matirim. Here's another example right here. Moti Shemra. There's a lachadchila situation of Av and Beis Av. Lo nomer Beis Av, Beis Av, Ela mitzvah. So that's an important discussion. Sometimes it's not so clear whether something is a mitzvah or a matir. Right? Let's say by in the Ginos Egos, Rav Shechter, and Simon Aleph in the Ginos Egos, one of his third sefer. So he talks about this. Lachadchila b'mitzvahs and matirim. Let's say Shechita. Shechita, you have to shechta, cut two simanim. Is there a lachadchila to cut all the simanim, not just rov? Machlokas, whether there's a lachadchila to cut rov, to cut all, or rov is enough. Lachadchila even, ruba kukulo. So what's that machlokas about? Maybe it's about, what is shechita? Is shechita a matir, is shechita a mitzvah? What about chalitza? What about pidyon maaser sheni? You have many different mitzvos, / matirim, that is unclear, but this is a very crucial comment of Tosfos there in Nida Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis. Okay, so Minan Imili, let's continue. How do I know that Rashi says Horasa Shalom Bikdusha Valeidasa Bikdusha Biskila? How do I know that is good enough if she's born Jewish, even if she wasn't conceived Jewish? That's good enough for Skila Amareish Lakish to Amakra Vamesa. Larabos harasa shalo ubikdusha, but that's a bikdusha. Right, that extra word. Right. Rashi quotes the pasuk uskalua kalanshi iraba vanim vamesa. Right, you don't need that word; it's extra. So that mesa includes even if she was not conceived when her mother was Jewish. Ihachi milkanami nilki v'mea selanami l'shalim. So why don't you go across the board? If she was born Jewish and you're saying that's good enough, so why don't you say it works for Malkus and the Knas also? Amar krava mesa lamisa nisrabsa velo leknas. Dafka that word. The emal rabo sarasa leidasa bekdusha. So why do you go across the board? Why do you say that includes somebody who was conceived Jewish and born Jewish? Not go to the extra, even if she was conceived and not Jewish. Says the Gemara, no. Hahi Israelis ma'aliyasehi. That's a Jew. You don't need a pasuk to include a girl whose mother was a convert. Right, you don't need a pasuk for that. So therefore, she was automatically included, and therefore, the pasuk must be telling me even harasa shalom b'kedusha. Tosfos does say there's one or two halachas out there that they're excluded from, like being on a bezdin for chalitza. Okay, so we said there's special gzeiras hakasos that even if your parents are converts, maybe you can't be the king. But other than that, somebody who's born Jewish. Who has harasa v'leidasa b'kedusha is fully Jewish. Ve'emal rabos harasa v'leidasa shalom b'kedusha. Maybe the other extreme. Maybe it could even include somebody who was born not Jewish and then converted. Imkem Yisrael mayahanilei. No, because then what's the word Yisrael? Limiting. You have to be excluding somebody. So that's why we have the middle approach. Amar Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina. Hamotzi shem ra la yisoma patur. If somebody's motzi yishema on a yisoma, maybe she doesn't have a father. So then patur. Shenemar v'nasnu la'aviha na'ara prat luzu she'ein la'av. Excluding this one says aviha na'ara masav Rav Yosi bar Av and v'itamer Rav Yosi bar Zvita. 1 second, v'imayin yimayin aviha l'rabos yisoma l'knas div Rav Yosi aglili. Right, that includes a yisoma for knas. That's talking about mefate. Right, but we're comparing mefate and ones and mostly shamro, comparing all the knasos. So just like mefate, there's a knas even if there's no father. So to here, he should say even if there's no father. No, the brisa that includes even without a father. Rabbi Yosi Aglili would say that the case where there's a knas over there is only where there was a father at Shas Maisa. He just died afterwards. But in a chinami, if there was no father start to finish, maybe there wouldn't be a knas. So that is Rabbi Yosi Rechanina, if it's a Yisoma Pater. Good. Which, by the way, implies, as we spoke about a couple of days ago, who the real address is for the knas. Is it her? Is it him? The fact that the father's not there start to finish might reflect something about his involvement. Rava Amar Chayiv. Rava says, no. Even Moti Shemrani Yisoma, you're Chayiv anyway. Mimai, Midatani Ami Besulas Yisrael below Besulas Geirim, from the fact that we have a Brisa that has to exclude a Besula of Geirim. You have to exclude that. So why would you need to exclude a ger, giores, from this halacha? So, if you say, a yisoma, who's Jewish, is chayim, she has no parents, So if halacha is Moti Shemer who has no parents is chayiv, that's why you have to tell me, oh, I would have thought a child of a Gioris, Gioris also. She has no parents halachically. So I would have thought she's included. That's what you need the pasuk to exclude. Hainu disrekar lemute gerim. Ela I amr b'Yisrael ki agav nepater. But if you, Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, if you're right, that even a Jew who has no father is pater, then what's the havamina that we'd include a ger? Hashem b'Yisrael pater b'gerim mi boy. Then surely the ger will be excluded because he halachically has no parents also. So if by a Jew who has no parents physically, is excluded, so surely we need a pasuk to tell me that, for the brisa, tani ami to say, psulos gisrov lo psulos gerim. The fact that it has to say that it must be in a parallel situation of a Jew, it would be chayef. Period. What is the source? As we know that a ger is not related to the parents. As we know, gershin is gayer, kukatan shenola dami, the sugya, the principle quoted in Maseches Yevamos. A person that converts is halachically not related. Right? That has a lot of impact. That's on a daraisa level. Midrabanan, the Gemara says, we don't want the ger to go down at all in terms of halacha, in terms of isurim, and that's why, because of the principle of yomru, banu mikdusha chamur l'kdusha kala, we don't want people to say, oh, now I'm a Jew, things are more mutter, so there's a lot of isurim that stay on a derabana level, like the arayas to the family members, right, stay on a derabana level, because, you know, you can't say that even though they're not halacha, they're not related. What about Yerusha? What about kibud av ha'eim? These are all discussions in the postgame. What does a ger have? Do any of these go by biological, or it's all halachic? Is there any d'oraisa connection? Pashtus, no. Gershon has got kanshin oladami, right? But on the derabana level, we implement many of these different halachas. What's the source for that principle? So we mentioned in the past that the Gemara gives no source. There's no source in Shas for Gershon has got kanshin oladami. He just says that principle. Where do you know that from? So the Chasam Sofer throws up his hands. I'm not sure. The Meshech Chachma in Voes Chanan says it is based on the pasuk by Har Sinai, Shuvu Lachem La'ahalechem, where Moshe says, go back to your tents, which means go back to your wives. There were many people, says Meshech Chachma, that were married to people who they were usher to. Right? They were married. The Torah wasn't given yet. Moshe Rabbeinu's parents was a nephew and an aunt. Right? So, Shuvu Lachem La'ahalechem. And everybody's allowed to go back to their wives? What do you mean? But now they got the Torah. Now they got the laws of Arayas. So how could they go back to their wives? Gershon is gar, kanshin ola dami. Nobody's related to anybody, and therefore they could be married to, and we were gerim at Har Sinai, that's the source for gerus at Har Sinai, so that's why we were allowed to go back. There's another pasuk in the Balaturim quotes in Dvarim, but that's the Meshech Chachma, and that is the Balaturim. Okay, I guess we'll stop here by Amar Reish Lakish, and we'll continue with more Motzi Shemra discussions. The major sugya, Motzi Shemra, one of the two major sugyas of Motzi Shemra, is right here over the next two blocks. The uniqueness of Motzi Shemra. Okay, Parsha Shir will be tonight, Beth Hashem, and next week, instead of the Parsha Shir, will be the Haggadah Shir. Next week, Beth Hashem, but put it on the radar. That was fine.